What do you think threatens our economy most? And Bankrate.com has looked at this issue, done a survey of Americans, and joining us with results is Chief Financial Analyst with Bankrate, Greg McBride. Good to talk to you again, Greg.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be with you.
Yeah. So the majority in this poll anyway, 39% are still worried about the pandemic.
Yes, and not surprising to see the pandemic come out as the biggest threat that Americans see to the economy. What was surprising was the margin by which that happened. Those selecting the pandemic outnumbered by almost a 2-to-1 margin the second most common choice, which was the political environment in Washington. And just for context, this is a poll we've done for a number of years. Prior to the pandemic, the political environment in Washington was the runaway biggest risk that people saw to the economy year in, year out. And even last year, the gap was fairly narrow, given the looming presidential election. But, you know, this year, to see the pandemic outdistancing that concerns about political environment in Washington by about a 2-to-1 margin, that was a surprising aspect.
And what about people who are concerned about their jobs as the pandemic sort of is... it's going on sort of a roller coaster ride between, oh, it's ending soon, oh, it's coming back in, there's weird things happening. How many people surveyed felt that their jobs were at risk because of these changes in the pandemic?
This was very striking, Deanna. We found 63% of Americans felt that either their job security or their income would be at risk from either the pandemic or whatever they saw was the biggest economic threat. It bears repeating. The consumer really drives our economy. About 70% of economic output is tied to consumer spending. So if consumers are worried about their income stability or worried about their job security, they're more likely to tighten the purse strings a bit. And that in and of itself can lead to slower economic growth. And sure enough, we've seen a little evidence of that now with the rise of the Delta variant. Travel and other discretionary purchases have taken a hit in part because consumers have pulled back.
I'm seeing, though, here, though, a majority of people still see that light at the end of the tunnel. They expect this pandemic to end to one degree or another, at least to be, you know, be a background noise, I guess, instead of a front page news in the not too distant future.
Yeah, more than half, 56% said that they do expect the economy to be in a better place 6 months from now than it is today. And so, which I think really kind of adds credence to the fact that even though the majority of people see the economy getting better, there's still a very high level of concern that, is this going to hit my bottom line? And that's, you know, I think where we've got an economic risk in the sense of just, you know, people having the wherewithal to spend, but just being reluctant to do so, and that in and of itself being a headwind to the economy.
When going through the demographics of the poll, were there any sort of statistics that sort of jumped out at you within certain age groups or within certain political affiliations or anything like that that seemed just striking as opposed to like if this poll was conducted in a non-COVID sort of time?
Well, when we looked at, you know, what was chosen as the top threat to the economy, the pandemic was the most cited among almost every demographic group we looked at: income, level of educational attainment, no matter where you lived in the country. The exceptions, we saw some differences by age and, you know, shocker, we also saw some differences by political affiliation. When it came to age, millennials, Gen Xers, they were most likely to see the pandemic as the biggest economic threat. Baby boomers were more likely to say the political environment in Washington is the biggest economic threat. And, you know, we also saw divisions among political lines as well. You know, those that identify as Republicans were more likely to view the political environment as the bigger economic threat.
Well, you can read the entire survey and get lots more information on a variety of topics at Bankrate.com. And Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride with us. Great to talk with you, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.